Iran appears to be backing down on its sudden demand for exceptions to its own agreement to stop certain nuclear activities. In negotiations with Britain, France, and Germany in Vienna today, Iran dropped its request to continue operating equipment that could enrich uranium. Less than 2 weeks ago, Iran agreed to suspend all such nuclear activities. But then, in a surprise move earlier this week, just before a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, Tehran asked for a loophole. Now that Iran has dropped that demand, the way is clear for the IAEA to formalize the agreement to suspend all questionable nuclear activities in Iran. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now from Vienna. Mike, does this development mean that Iran really will suspend all of its uranium enrichment activities?
Well, it's hard to say. It looks like Iran will say that it will abide by its agreement. Some 2 weeks ago, it agreed with European nations, mainly Great Britain, France, and Germany, to suspend all activities related to uranium enrichment. And then just a couple of days ago, as they were getting ready for the Board of Governors of the IAEA to meet here in Vienna, they said they wanted to have an exception and operate 20 gas centrifuges, which could be used to enrich uranium. They said they wanted to do it for research purposes. The Europeans said no. That's what these negotiations have been about. And now it looks like Iran will back down. Whether they will stick to the letter of the agreement, it's hard to say because they've reneged or danced around agreements like this before.
As these negotiations continue, are there other potential obstacles?
Well, the negotiations between the Europeans and the Iranians continue here to get a resolution that will formalize for the International Atomic Energy Agency the agreement between Europe and Iran. And the main struggling point there is that the Iranians want a soft resolution. They don't want something that might trigger action to go to the UN Security Council to face possible economic sanctions if the Iranians turn out not to abide by the letter of the agreement.
The Europeans have been the primary force behind this diplomatic initiative. What's the role of the U.S. in all of this?
Well, the United States has put pressure on the Europeans to be tougher with the Iranians. The United States has been skeptical that the Iranians can be kept to any agreement, and their behavior over the last 2 days has fueled that U.S. skepticism. But the United States is not as active at this Board of Governors meeting of the IAEA as it has been at earlier ones throughout this past year. And that seems mainly because there's some confusion in the State Department with the transition in the Bush administration. And so U.S. diplomats here are not saying much. They're just acting behind the scenes to keep pressure on the Europeans.
Well, you mentioned Iran's behavior. Why does it generate so much uncertainty about its nuclear activities?
Well, it's hard to say, but Iran's government is cleaved. There are different factions in the government, and they each have their own attitude. Some are for a suspension of enrichment, uranium enrichment activities and cooperation with the Europeans. There are hardline factions or centers of power in Tehran that don't want it. There are nationalistic tendencies in the press and in the parliament that come into play here. At the same time, the Iranians seem to use these kind of reverses to keep their negotiating adversaries off balance in the hopes of getting a better deal ultimately. And that might have been what this whole thing was about this week.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us from Vienna.